Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A mother is speaking out in what she says is a vicious case of police brutality. It's a case involving South Bend police officer Aaron Knepper, the victim Tom Stevens, and his mother Suzanne. Stevens' mother, Suzanne, says her son was brutally attacked by Officer Knepper, and she feared her son was going to die right there in the driveway, saying, "I tried to get that policeman to stop beating my son." According to those claiming to be authorities, late on a Tuesday evening towards the end of March, South Bend police officer Aaron Knepper tried to pull over 55-year-old Tom Stevens for a traffic stop. Stevens did not pull over, continued to drive to his home, and then got out of his vehicle. That's when Stevens' mom, Suzanne, who lives with her son, says he was brutally attacked by the officer. He got about halfway up the driveway, and those guys tased him, and they ripped his shirt off. Suzanne says she watched the beating, fearful for her son's life. "He kept hitting my son, punching him in the jaw and chest. My son's dentures fell out in the driveway." The 76-year-old mother says she grabbed Knepper's arm to try to stop him from hitting her son, and that is when the officer grabbed her. She said, showing her bruises, "Look what the policeman did to my arm. Can you imagine grabbing an old lady like this?" Both Suzanne and Tom Stevens were arrested by police for resisting arrest and battery to an officer. "This one officer, I was told his name is Aaron Knepper, knocked my son down and kept beating him and beating him," she said. She was booked in the St. Joseph's County Jail, but Tom's injuries were so severe he had to be hospitalized. Stevens said, "I guess he's alive, thank God, because I need him. I'm not well. I have blood clots in my lungs." Suzanne said she will never be able to trust a police officer again, saying, "You're supposed to help and protect people, not destroy their lives." In other news, the family of a police shooting victim claims in court that Wichita police think they're still in the Wild West shooting people, particularly black people, 9 times more than Detroit officers do and 12 times more often than in Chicago. Wichita police officer Randy Williamson shot to death a 24-year-old man, Troy Lanning II, on April 1st, 2012. Lanning's mother, Dawn Harrington, claims Williamson shot her son to death merely because he was in a white car and the officer had heard of a report of a drive-by shooting coming from a white car. The white car fled from a police stop and Lanning fled from the car with a black bag in his hand. Harrington claims her son was complying with Williamson's orders to stop and turn around, raising his hands into the air when Williamson shot him 5 or 6 times. Then shot him 3 more times in the back as he lay on the ground. The black bag contained only a few personal items. Her son was unarmed. Harrington claims Williamson had been the active shooter in at least 3 shootings and has been involved in other excessive force cases. Williamson's daughter was born 7 months after he was shot to death. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just who it is that you are entrusting with the protection of those you love. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Because all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.